guests is our returning champion, Mark Hager from Tacoma, Washington. Stand by to see Mark play for a motorcycle valued at $7,898. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Peugeot valued at $21,830 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Delighted to have you with us, and welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Mark Hager. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jim.
Mark, you've been with us a couple of shows. I didn't get a chance to ask you what you do for a living, sir.
I'm a bartender.
Oh, well, that accounts for your knowledge. Bartenders hear everything at one time or another, I would imagine.
We hear all kinds of things at one time or another.
Doing very well here. $210 in your bank. Jay was talking about that motorcycle for $260 here on Sale of the Century. So you need just $50 more and the win. You could have the motorcycle. Next thing up the line is a house full of antiques worth $9,000. So good things to shoot for. Ready to go?
I'm set.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. You couldn't make up your mind if you wanted to wear black or blue, right?
Oh. Both are nice.
Okay, who'd you bring us?
This contestant loves to make people look great, originally from Waynesville, North Carolina. An enthusiastic welcome to Buffy Queen.
Hello there, Buffy.
And he met his wife with a splash from Los Angeles, California. A big hand to Brad Nedrud.
Hello there, Brad. We'll see you a little later, Summer. Brad, you met your wife with a splash?
Well, that's right. I was a competitive swimmer back then, and I went for one summer to France, and I met my wife in a swimming pool in Marseille.
Oh, very nice. Very, very romantic. Go to France. Meet a fellow swimmer there, right? Nice to have you here with us, Brad.
Thank you.
Buffy, you love to make people look great. That sounds nice. What does it mean?
Yes, I do. It means I'm a skincare consultant for an international cosmetics company. Oh. And I love to make people look great. Oh. It works, don't you think? I'm 87.
Oh. Good sense of humor. That might help you here. Good luck to all three of you. $20 starts you off. And, of course, the player with the most money gets to do the shopping as the champion. We'll get into it with this. What animal is the symbol of the Democratic Party? Brad?
The donkey.
Donkey it is. $5 for the correct answer. Brad goes to 25. What does your boyfriend want to do if he says, let's rumba? Buffy.
Dance.
Dance is what it is. Buffy gets her first $5 to 25. Name the little green host of the Muppet Show. What?
Kermit the Frog.
We have a three-way tie, and it's 25. Yes, indeed. According to the old warning, straighten up and fly, Buffy.
Right.
Oh, you are 87. You remember that. Okay.
I used to say all the time.
Buffy goes into the lead. What alcoholic beverage comes in the following varieties? Sauternes, Chardonnay, Buffy.
Wine.
And Bordeaux. I was going to say wine it is, and a $10 lead for Buffy. Good time to be in the lead because it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Buffy, you've got a $10 lead. Oh, look at this.
Buffy, life can be a picnic with this handsome picnic basket. Imported from England, hand-woven with leather straps. Service for six includes plates, cups, and flatware. Furnished by Abercrombie & Fitch. And to keep your picnic flying high, we're throwing in $200 for a colorful flight. Kites, and it's normally priced at $495. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
What isn't that nice? Picnic basket, all of the goodies to go with it, $200 for the kites. We don't have to buy kites with them. You can put the $200 in your pocket.
True.
That is a $495 bargain.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I do love
cost
it.
Cost you $5. If you bought it, you'd still have the lead. You'd have a $5 lead.
Yeah.
And if $200 isn't enough for kites, let me give you another $100.
Ooh.
$595 bargain for just the value of one question.
Very well.
Okay. Jamai, enjoy all of that. $300 in cash, the picnic basket, and everything that goes with it for just $5. Knock it off your score, you've still got the lead. Name the blockbuster TV miniseries that was based on a best-selling book by Alex Haley.
Mark. Roots.
And the champion ties Buffy for first place at 30. Name the U.S. president whose campaign slogan was I Like Ike. Brad?
Eisenhower.
We've got a three-way tie once again, yes indeed. By the mid-1980s, there were 100 million copies of his Western novels in print. Mark?
Louis L'Amour.
I didn't even have to name any of them. You are exactly right, and the champion goes into the lead. It is time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board with a lot of good things up there, looking for a famous person. I was born in Chicago in 1929, grew up to become a recording star and TV comedian. I entertained my high school friends with imitations of Cagney, Durante, and Bogart, but wound up in the tedious job of a frustrated accountant. In 1960 came my big chance. Mark.
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart is right. Yes, he was an accountant. Nicely solved, Mark. You've got control of the board. First of all, we'll show you a $10 money card.
Behind number 9.
And if you can stop those lights on that $10 money card, we'll add it to your score. We lock the lights into your buzzer. Good luck.
Number 9.
Missed the money card, but a prize, I hope, behind number 5.
It's a wood stove. Lopi wood burning system helps you beat the high cost of home heating with decorative brass or nickel art stores and its glass. Furnished by Lopi wood stove.
Well, up in Tacoma, Washington, that'll come in handy. That is an $800 wood stove, and that's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Congratulations. I didn't realize that Bob Newhart at one time did imitations. We'll be right back. Captain Mark Hager within $15 of that almost $8,000 motorcycle, but of course he must win, and he's only got a one-question lead over Buffy and Brad. Back to business with this. From the Spanish word for shade comes the name, Mark?
Siesta.
No. Of a large, broad-brimmed Mexican hat. Sombrero. Mark loses 5, and again, that three-way tie. The old children's song asks the musical question, have you ever seen such a sight in your life, Mark?
Mockingbird?
No. No, three blind mockingbirds. No, three blind mice. Have you ever seen such a sight in your life as three blind mice? Trying to help you with that children's song. Champion takes another backward step, and now he's in second place. Buffy and Brad in a tie for the lead. The Hebrew for my master gives us the name of the leader of a Jewish congregation. Mark.
Rabbi.
And again, the three-way tie. Rabbi it is. Yes, indeed. What is the last name of New York financial wizard Diamond Jim? Mark.
Brady.
Brady, and the champion bounces back into the lead. And a good time to bounce back into the lead because we've got a very, very useful instant bargain for a man who's about to get married. Look at this.
Mark, you don't want to wash and wear out, so get a little help from Frigidaire's finest laundry pair. An 18-pound capacity washer with Halo spray fill system, an extra wide door opening, and 4 temperature settings on the dryer. Furnished by Frigidaire and normally priced at $880. But today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $10.
Washer and dryer.
They're great.
You're setting up housekeeping.
Well, we're living in an apartment. I don't have any place to put them.
Well, hopefully you're going to get a place eventually. Got the fingers crossed, I'm sure. $880 washer and dryer. $10 it would cost. Nah, I've been saying three-way tie all day, and I like the sound of it. You can have both of them for $5. Going once. Going twice. No sale. No. Oh, that surprised me. Hangs on to the $5 lead. We're back. Now he's thinking, did I do the right thing? Back with us. A group of elephants is a herd. What's the proper term for a group of wolves? Brad.
A pack.
Pack. That's exactly what it is. Brad ties Mark for first place. In what spectacle would you find a picador, toreador, Mark?
Bullfight.
Bullfight is exactly what it is, and the champion bounces back into the lead. This icy spot was finally reached on April 6, 1909 by Robert Edward Peary. What spot? Mark?
North Pole.
North Pole is right, and the champion is a $10 lead. What is the geometric term for a triangle containing one 90-degree angle? Brad?
A right triangle.
That's exactly what it is, and Brad stays within $5 a month. What special name do we call October 31st? Mark?
Halloween.
Halloween it is. Mark goes to 50. Yes, indeed. Speaking about Halloween, Rodney Dangerfield, that he remembers the Halloweens of his childhood. He said, my parents never bought me a pumpkin. They made me stand in the window. We'll be right back. Kevin has exactly the amount of money he needs for that motorcycle, but Brad is just 2 questions behind Buffy, just 4. And again, the Fame Game, $15 money card to be added to the board. Famous thing. Each year, the average American uses about 295 pounds of me in one form or another. Buffy.
Sugar.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You took a chance, but of course, we're playing for control of the board, so you stay at 30. We'll clear the board. Continue for the gentleman. I am the most heavily consumed food item in the United States. I'm an outstanding source of the 5 nutrients the body needs: carbohydrates, fats, minerals, proteins, and vitamins. Besides supplying you with food, my main protein makes glue, plastics, and paint. Mark.
Horses? I don't know.
No, out of the rest of the question. Now, Brad, a break for you. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. I am recommended to most children and adults as the nearly perfect food. I am produced by all female mammals, including cows. Yes?
Milk?
By George, he's got it. You had the rest of the question. Now let's see if you can take advantage of it up on the board. A $15 money card is where, Summer?
Behind number 8.
Two of them to shoot for. They're locked into your buzzer, Brad. Good luck.
8 or 9.
Missed the money cards, but what do we have for him?
A pocket recorder. Norelco's NT3 professional quality pocket recorder. Features lightweight design, fingertip controls, and superb sound quality. Furnished by Norelco.
Very nice. $329 recorder. That's yours to keep. And again, no matter how you finish in the game, you've got that. Everybody back in now and back to the game with us for 5. What was the famous nickname of American folk hero John Chapman? Brad.
Johnny Appleseed.
That's exactly who it is, and Brad pulls it within 5 of Mark. What does it mean if a liquid is described as potable? Brad.
It's drinkable.
We have a tie with the gentleman, yes indeed. Name the country music TV show hosted by Roy Clark and Buck Owens. Buffy.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw it is. Buffy goes to 35, yeah. Well, we've got ourselves a tie. We always have terrific prizes with the instant bargains, and I've got to show you, I mean, this, we're always, it's back!
Brad or Mark, there's something very fishy about this next instant bargain. First, a fabulous fishing trip. We'll charter a private yacht for you and 5 of your friends, leaving San Pedro for a day of fishing on the waters off beautiful Catalina. We'll provide the captain, the bait, and the fishing licenses, plus this exquisite soup tureen, a unique and lovely Chinese work of art, hand-painted porcelain in a double fish design, compliments of sale of the century. This fishy pair is normally priced at $1,834, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, it's back. Well, this was on before, and nobody bought this exquisite thing. Now somebody can. But notice what Summer has cleverly done. We have thrown this in with a trip to Catalina, a fishing trip to go with it, making it a big $1,834 trip for $15. I don't want to see this again. So either one of you can have that trip and this for $5. Oh. Going once, going twice. Brad will buy. Mark will buy. Beg your pardon, Mark, hit it. Mark, you've got tail surprise goes with this. What is it? What? My goodness, you knew it? Wait, I'm just going to drop it right. Put it right in there. $700 in cash as a surprise trip to Catalina. The good news is that you've got a trip to Catalina and $700 in cash. The bad news is you've also got this. We'll be right back. Gavin's got a trip to Catalina, $700 in cash. We took the soup tureen away to wrap it for you. I'm sorry about that, Mark. Mark, now in second place at 45, Brad in the lead at 50, Buffy not out of it at 35, just 3 questions separate the players. During World War II, what American general nearly destroyed his career by, Brad?
Patton.
By slapping soldiers in an army hospital, yes indeed, and Brad goes to 55 with good anticipation. Who wrote the poetic question, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Brad.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare is right. Brad hits the $60 mark. Name the old TV talent show hosted by Ted Mack. Mark.
The Amateur Hour.
Amateur Hour it is. Old original, as a matter of fact. Mark hits the $50 mark. $10 separate the gentlemen, and all 3 money cards will be up with a final crack at the fame game. Famous person. I was born in Georgia in 1929 with the first name Michael. When I was age 6, my name was changed to honor a religious leader. Like my father and grandfather, I became a Baptist minister. Mark.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, indeed. With limited information, Mark gets control of the board. Where's the $25 money card?
Behind number 1.
3 money cards out of 7 numbers, and again, the light is locked into your buzzer, Mark. Good luck.
Oh, number 1.
Missed the money card, but what do we have for him?
A food preparer. This KitchenAid mixer with attachments can handle most every task, from a single egg wipe to kneading yeast doughs. It's a complete food preparer furnished by KitchenAid.
And another nice prize, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. But he didn't find that money card. Remember, in the last show, he hit one for 25, and it was the difference. Now we finish up this game with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Brad in the lead at 60, Mark at 50, Buffy at 35. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What vegetable juice traditionally is used to make a Bloody Mary? Brad?
Tomato juice.
Right. On what kind of court would you find Martina Navratilova? Mark?
Tennis.
Right. In a poem, what color skies at night are a sailor's delight? Mark?
Red.
Right. Name the red-headed comic strip star whose girlfriends are Betty and Veronica. Mark?
Archie.
Right. What Pacific Island nation has its capital at Wellington? Brad?
New Zealand.
Right. What state has the postal abbreviation MN? Brad?
Minnesota.
Right. Who played the title role in the movie Silkwood? Brad?
Time.
In the slang of the 30s, what was a gumshoe? Brad?
Detective.
Right. In what state would you find Puget Sound? Mark?
Washington.
Right. What color is associated with old laws against breaking the Sabbath? Brad?
Blue.
Right. Of what mountain range is the Matterhorn a part? Brad?
The Alps.
Right. Name the female scientist who coined the word radioactivity. Brad.
Curie.
Right. In what state did the Civil War Battle of Gettysburg take part?
Pennsylvania.
Right. But time is up. We have a new champion. Brad has won it. The new champion is just the moment. The question that Brad missed, but it did not get him rattled at all. The movie Silkwood starred Meryl Streep. Have to say goodbye to our champion. What a great stay Mark has had. My goodness, with the appliances, metal detector, answering machine, luggage, music box, wood stove, trip to Catalina, the food preparer, $1,475 in cash, well over $6,100 in cash and prizes.
Thank
Mark,
a great
congratulations,
time.
And good luck with your forthcoming marriage.
Thank you.
And Buffy, you got a chance to buy, and you did, so you don't go home empty-handed at all. Beautiful picnic basket with $335 in cash, well over $600 in cash and prizes. Congratulations to you as well,
Thank
Buffy.
You. Thank you.
But Brad did it, and he's going shopping. Come on, Brad. Well done. Yeah, you know, sometimes when people miss one like that, Silkwood, they'll get rattled. You did not. You came right back strong. So our congratulations. $90 is what you've got. You have enough money to buy this.
Add a touch of class to your bedroom with a luxurious queen-size bed in solid brass. Old-world quality with modern grace, furnished by Swan Brass Beds. Plus, these beautiful bed accessories. A lovely cross tulip quilt with two patchwork pillows from the gazebo. And these gifts, normally priced at $3,805, they're yours on sale of the century for only $85.
And you've got 90, so easily you can afford to buy the bed, all the things that go with it. Take that and leave, or put your money in the bank. Now, the next thing up the line, you're $85 away, and you've seen that the fashion, shopping spree for fashions. But one thing you haven't seen, we haven't had a good look at this, get the $340. I love antiques. How about you?
Yes, I love.
Give your home a new look with the look of the old. A house full of antiques. Fill your home with vintage furniture of your own choosing. A dresser, an armoire, or perhaps a washstand with a marble top. Yours with a gift certificate from the Antique Guild. Normally priced at $9,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Very nice. You said your wife likes antiques?
Certainly does. Ooh,
so does mine. I'm glad she does as I get older. $750 will get you all the prizes on the stage, plus this.
The cash jackpot of $86,000.
And that would be a total of $148,350 that could be yours. Is that getting heavy, Summer?
I'll hold it.
Oh, just a little bit. Oh,
okay. I'll give Brad time to think about what he's going to do while you watch this message, and she can put that down.
That is heavy.
Back with our champion, Brad Nedrud. I'm thinking of the last name and mess up the first name. It's one of those days. You've got $90 in your bank account. You could easily afford that brass bed and the quilt. Take that and leave it. Or you can come back with $85 more and another win, and you can have that $5,000 shopping spree. Brad, what's it going to be?
I'm going to come back.
I kind of thought he was. We'll put the money in the bank. Add another $1,000, $87,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges for a flying new champion next time on Table of Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Prices or manufacturers' suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.